Well, I'm here in the studio with a great bloke, a very talented man who's done a hell of a lot for Queensland, particularly the Queensland music scene. It's a great pleasure to have him in the studio. James Dean from Sound Australia, welcome to the King Review.
Gavin, it's lovely to be here, and congratulations, old mate. This is the first show, right?
It is the first show. Thanks for being part of the launch show. Great to have you. Now, James is the man, the mastermind behind Savannah in the Round. I'm sure you've heard of Savannah in the Round, a massive country music festival happening at Mareeba in early October this year. A huge, huge lineup, which we'll get into in a moment. But James, I just want to talk to you about country music in general.
Sure.
And I have to be a little bit frank with you, mm-hmm. I'm not the hugest country music fan. Can I just say that? I will say Johnny Cash is an all-time legend, but that's as far as my country music, appreciation goes. However, I was driving last week. The radio was on, and a John Williamson song came on that I'd never heard before. It was absolutely beautiful. I just want to play a quick little grab of that now.
Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again.
And it's just absolutely beautiful. I don't know whether I'm getting old and mellow.
No. You're just discovering what we're into.
I'm just learning.
That's off Mally Boy. The album came out around Expo time, I can tell you. It was about 86, 87, just before Expo 88. And I remember I was a young bloke and I'd moved from Emerald down to the city to work at 4BK in the radio station down there. And I used to play that Williamson song because it made me feel at home in the bush.
I grew up in the bush, and listening to that song for the first, there were some chills happening. Like it's a beautiful Aussie bush poetry.
You know, I had that conversation with Willow backstage. We were doing a fundraiser for the floods that occurred down around the Bow Desert area a couple of years back now. And, I was having a with Willow backstage, and I said, the goosebump factor. Tell me about the goosebump factor. Why is it that when I hear you sing certain songs, Willow, that it raises such a high level of emotion? What is it? Is it, the arrangement of the words? I think it's all of that. It takes you to a place. It takes you to a place that is familiar. Mm. And that's what Williamson's able to do because he's just such a great songwriter. And
it's some beautiful.
There's some of Troy's songs, do it as well.
Well, let's get stuck into the lineup. Of course, I mentioned John Williamson because he is one of your headliners. You had a recent artist announcement, almost a second round. Give us a hit list of the headliners. A huge lineup, but let's focus on some of the big names.
Okay, well, in the last round, obviously, we've had Willow there, since day one. But a week ago, or a little over 10 days ago, we announced our second artist round. And what we were able to do there is really mix it up a little bit more. We've had some very, very strong, anchor artists. We'd call them heritage artists, heritage country artists on the lineup. People like Graham Connors and Troy Cassadaley and John and Kernaghan. But there's a whole bunch of new artists coming through, and we wanted to make sure that some of those new artists were included. So we had some balance in the lineup, and it needed balancing. A lot of people were saying, oh, it's a bit old, but of course there are so many emerging Australian country music artists at the moment. It has never been a more rich scene with what's coming through, and we're able to drop some of those people into it. People like Brad Cox. I mean, I would urge you. Brad Cox is a terrific songwriter. He's a young bloke. He's only 22 or 23, from Jindabyne, down in the coal country. But the guy has incredible songwriting ability. But his voice is to die for. And when Brad sings, it comes from his toes. And you have a listen to Brad Cox, and you go, you know what? That guy is going to crack America. And I'll put 100 on it with you now. He's going to crack America. Sony Music signed him for that very purpose.
I was going to say, some of these emerging artists on the Savannah lineup, there is potential if they're not already doing it already, there's huge potential for them to make it in the States.
Well, very much so. And I mean, some of these artists, you know, have recorded their albums in Nashville or part thereof, or they've recorded in Australia and you know, done a mix and the mastering in Nashville. There is a whole focus that yes, Australia is a wonderful country of 26 million people. America is 300 and whatever it is, 40-odd, 50-odd million people. And there's just a whole bunch more fans of country. It's country massive. Music in the US is actually the number one format, and it's the number one seller of music in the US. So, okay. So it's a big deal. So Brad Cox, you know, is setting himself up for the US. Some of the others, look, there's a recent group, four-girl group called Southbound. They've teamed up with Shannon Knoll to do a single.
Knowlesy.
Knowlesy's coming to the festival. You know, we've had a fair bit of excitement around Knowlesy, I've got to tell you.
He's a bit of a cult figure these
days, isn't he? Well, he's just such a character, you know. I mean, he said a few funny things on the stage over the years returned fire, I think, with the patrons at times. But look, people love him and he is a character, and he has teamed up with Southbound to do that. You know, there's other groups. Like, I mean, you look at the Buckleys. We had them play at the Summer Series. Now, very sadly, Chris Murphy, who managed the Buckleys and actually took In Excess to great heights, passed away very untimely, only, you know, weeks ago, what seems like weeks ago. But the Buckleys were always set up for a USA career. They recorded over there. You know, it was funny, here in Australia, these girls live in Byron Bay. I had to deal with an agent in LA.
They're at that level already.
Well, that's Chris Murphy. You know, he's always dealing. He sees the world spinning, and he sees what's coming over the horizon, and he's all about setting it up, and he's done a great job. So look, there's a bunch of young ones, Chelsea Berman, Jake Davey. These are names that aren't probably going to mean a great deal to punters, but they are the new fresh sound. Sammy White. She's the Toyota Star Maker winner from earlier last year, who's performing at the event. So look, there's just a whole bunch of really fresh, new, emerging sounds that we've been able to program and integrate with the Rolled Gold Heritage artists. And I just think, for anyone who's thinking about coming for the weekend, don't think Slim. I mean, I love Slim, and don't think two types of music, country and western. Don't think that. This is hot pop. This is hot rock. This is the new sounds of country. And if you get into country music, I mean, there are genres within genres now. I mean, there's probably half a dozen different genres around country these days.
What about ticket sales? How are we going with ticket sales?
We're going very well. I mean, we're 8 months out. We've sold a lot of tickets to the festival already. We're up around 1,500 tickets. But in the last week alone, since we announced the second round of artists, we've had people buying tickets from all over Australia. We've got big groups coming out of Darwin. We've got some big groups coming up from Melbourne and regional Victoria. Same in New South Wales. I think just about every regional town in Queensland is represented as a ticket buyer. So this is all about event tourism. We came into this to set this event up as a long-term 10-year plan to create an iconic multi-day camping festival that people would look forward to and people would travel to the region to attend. Proof of concept, it's happening. We're selling tickets all over Australia. It's fantastic.
Well, that's exactly what the Far North needs. Let's get some tourists back into our part of the world. It's going to be an exciting 8 months, James. A bit of a long wait for people, but very exciting to see Savannah in the Round. It's happening at Mareeba from the 1st to the 3rd of October. James, congratulations on all that you've done so far. I know it's a huge challenge in this COVID environment, but Savannah in the Round is going to be absolutely massive, as you said as well. I think it'll just continue to build year on year. James, thanks so much for being on the King Review.
Gavin, absolute pleasure, and you have a terrific week.